Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopJarp.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the master of the five senses. He's touching, he's smelling, he's about to taste.
I'm looking, I have eyes.
You're looking.
I could listen to my sandwich. I think I hear the ocean.
There's no seafood in that.
Are you sure?
That's true. I don't know for sure.
You don't know that for sure.
No, I don't. But we are the Well-Fed Guide to Life. Evan is here. My name is Dave. We are coming to you live from the Midtown Global Market.
Yes.
And this is a concept show.
Is that what we're calling it?
Well, we came up with this little brainchild way back when there was actually green grass. So Our thought was that the Midtown Global Market, it is, for lack of a better term, it's an indoor farmer's market. A little less in terms of farm-to-table stuff, but they have very, very small booths.
It's a bazaar.
With different proprietors peddling their wares. But a great number of them are food stands. We thought, hey, let's try to kind of make it an indoor food fair and do a different purveyor each week until we've eaten our way around, and hopefully by that time we can actually go back outside again, because once again it's butt cold out.
Mm-hmm.
So for today's show, we went to Fam's Deli, which boasts as having the best egg rolls in town.
That's what the sign says, yes.
Self-proclaimed best egg rolls in town. And lo and behold, both of us have gotten the egg rolls.
Yes, I went with a specific order, mm-hmm. Beside, because just because I like egg rolls, and, you know, it's if someone says they're making the best of something that I like, I'm gonna call them on it. I've actually had one already. You can order two. And they're pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. I will give you that. I don't know if they're the best I've ever had. But they're very much that. They are the stereotypical egg roll.
Yeah.
You know, they're fried to the point of almost oily, but not quite.
Right.
It's a good thick wrap around it. I don't know what you call it. Skin. It's certainly not a spring roll. I mean, it's definitely an egg roll. It is that classic egg roll, and it's you know, the flavors are good, the greasiness is good. There's egg roll is one of is very much junk food of Chinese cooking. It's designed to be greasy, mm-hmm. and not terribly healthy,
right?
And not necessarily very adventurous all the time.
Actually,
and that's exactly what this is.
And it can be kind of boring at times.
It can absolutely be boring.
If it's not done right.
And these are exactly what you want in a cheap egg roll kind of way. Right. And this might sound like faint praise, but I'm heartily endorsing these egg rolls. You got them on a salad, though, because you're Mr. Fancy Healthy now.
Mm. There's carbs underneath there.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I thought that was fluff. Most of what you eat now is just like foams
air,
and things.
Air and packing peanuts.
Yeah.
No, I got, I also get to partake in the egg rolls, and that I got a what's called a bun vermicelli salad. So it's a new vermicelli noodle underneath, rice noodle, with greens and cucumbers and think I got a little onion in there, peanuts, and shredded carrots. That's served with a fish sauce, dipping sauce, which you kind of just pour over like a dressing and just go to town with. And it just, it's very light, very refreshing. Usually you'll see some mint or some lemongrass in there too. I haven't dove into the salad yet, but I'm hoping that's one of the things I'll find inside. With that, I got an order of pot stickers, chicken and vegetable pot stickers. By all means, dive in.
Because it's dumplings, and we have to have dumplings.
Exactly. And they're pretty good. It's a kind of a weird dipping sauce, though. It's kind of like this soy sauce and red wine vinegar I'm tasting. I don't know why
I'm tasting actually that. An amazingly accurate description. Because that's exactly the two flavors I'm getting from it, too.
I don't know why.
And I don't know if some of the wine flavor is coming from the dumplings themselves.
Right.
They've got a little bit of that, not mustiness, but...
But it's
the
something.
Red wine, the vinegary... Yeah, there's something going on there, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I couldn't put a finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
It does have kind of a red hue, which would kind of leads me to believe that it's red wine vinegar. I don't know for sure, so it's all assumptions at this point.
Mm. And then you already talked about your salad and dumpling. I talked about my egg roll, but I also got the banh mi. And you made a comment about it because you're typically the one that gets the banh mi.
Yeah.
You're a big banh mi fan.
Yep.
I am too, but you always order before I do.
Sorry.
So you've been bogarting the banh mi.
I didn't realize you were such a big banh mi guy.
I'm getting there. This year with the food trucks, I've had much more exposure to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a version of it at home, not nearly as spicy as the kind of traditional. Traditional banh mi. And I got literally what they call the traditional banh mi. Good French roll, but you also got barbecue pork as well as ham, pickles, carrots, some sort of onion of some kind or some sort of... I'm not exactly sure what all the various vegetables are in here. Probably a little daikon in there.
Yep. Usually a little carrot, a little cucumber. Sometimes there's you'll probably find a faint sliver of a jalapeno in there.
Well, there's more than a faint sliver.
Oh.
It's a potent banh mi.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You're going to be okay?
I will power through this.
All right. It's very big.
One thing that is definitely not helping in any way is my drink choice. I got something that I've heard tales of, but I've never seen in the wild. So, of course, I had to get some. Fom's Deli is one of the few places around here that I know of that sells Jolly Rancher soda. Which, as much as we talk about, banh mi is... The important parts of banh mi is the freshness of the ingredients, the brightness of it.
Okay.
It is hard to get more artificial than Jolly Rancher soda. And it is literally... They just didn't put the candifying agents in the Jolly Rancher. This
right.
is just melted Jolly Rancher.
The color of that is offensive.
Yes. This is the kind of color you add to chemicals so children don't eat it.
It's what they show to war prisoners.
I don't get that
torture.
Reference, but that's
I shouldn't
that's
have to
torture.
Stare at that actually.
It's very a solid, almost fluorescent red. I don't know if I mentioned I got the cherry. So
it's horrific.
It's not bad though.
All right.
It's a cherry soda, so there's only so much you can do with it in terms of making it artisanal or whatever. If I'm gonna have any complaint about it, it's a little undercarbonated.
Well, it
for
looks
my
like
taste.
Fruit punch.
It looks like fruit punch. But yeah, it's a little flat. And I don't know if that's just the one I got or if that's the feature
you
of
a bad born-on date.
I would hesitate to look at what the expiration date of this stuff is, if it even has one. I do not see one on here. But, it is what it is. I'm not complaining too much.
Well, somebody had to fall on the sword.
Yeah. No, it's not horrible. It's just, it's not fantastic.
Not getting it again?
Probably not. Oh, they if they had a green apple, Jolly Rancher, I would jump on that. Like it was a live grenade.
Not a watermelon guy.
I like watermelon too. That would also be good. So how's your salad, sir?
It's very good. Very fresh, very light. You know, typically when you order these in a Vietnamese restaurant, it comes in a big bowl. And it gives you the opportunity to actually stir and incorporate all the aspects of the salad together. This is a smaller bowl, but equally as much ingredients. So it's a bit trying to do this in a plastic, you know, to-go container, but not impossible.
That is one thing. Like, every place around here, they're designed, I mean, it looks like a mall food court. Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with stuff, limited utensils. Like, our stuff came in plastic, you know, to-go bags.
Right.
There's a couple other places around here that have trays and things like that. We're looking at the booth for Los El Campos, which now has its own big boy restaurant across the street.
Well, it's always had its own big boy.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like they've got trays and a couple other places around here do. But oh man, this is a powerful sandwich.
You okay?
I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because usually you've really never met a sandwich that you couldn't take down.
This will not defeat me. I just need to be able to come at it at my own pace.
All right.
Mm. So you are back in the States.
We're back in the States.
I never left.
That's true.
I love my founding country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the need to travel outside her borders.
You're a patriot.
I am a patriot. I was up for Captain America before that Chris dude, whatever his name was.
You two have similar physiques.
With very similar physiques.
And, but I can sense your sense of duty.
Mm-hmm.
And by duty, I mean...
we all knew what you meant.
So, yes, I'm back from sunny Mexico. It is almost a full 80 degree temperature difference between the two states or the two locations right now. So my body's going through a little
Some
bit
changes.
Of a change. Yeah,
it's kind of a menopause. If
yeah,
you will.
I kind of didn't know what was going on when I got off the plane last night. It was kind of like, what the hell did I come back here for? I realize I have a job and family and responsibilities, but there was definitely that questioning of, I've made a terrible mistake. This was not a good idea.
But you enjoyed yourself while you were down there, mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Thoroughly.
And yet you bought me nothing. Didn't enjoy yourself to spread the love a little bit.
The only thing that Katie and I bought for ourselves was a small bottle of tequila, no bigger than the bottle of water on the table, with our picture on it. That some guy that was
just when I think you can't become more white and suburban.
I know. And touristy.
You get tequila bottle with your pictures on it.
Well, in our defense, we had a few drinks on us at that point. So decision making was at an all-time low. It really doesn't excuse the fact.
No.
That it happened. If you'd like, I can get you the bottle of tequila with our picture on it.
No.
If that would make you feel good.
That's a bottle of tequila ruined, is what that is. I don't want to look at your faces.
I look good.
No, you don't.
I look like I should be on.
You're not tequila bottle good.
I'm not.
You're not tequila bottle pretty.
I think you... We just figured out the name of this week's
show. I think so, too. So how was it, though? I mean, this is like the third or fourth time you've done this trip since we've been doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
You always come back with stories of food adventures.
Yes, and this was a adventure in food.
Mm-hmm.
We had some really amazing meals. We go to the same place. We stay at the same resort. And the food's decent there. They got a lot of restaurants and a lot of buffets to choose from.
but you kind of get tired of that.
We stay in Playa del Carmen. And Playa del Carmen is has a big business district called Fifth Avenue. It's real creative. It's actually on Fifth Avenue.
Shocking.
But cars aren't allowed on the street. Completely passable by foot. And it's a mixture of, you know, mom and pop shops, restaurants, but also, I mean, there's a freaking Apple store, or there's an Oakley store. There's, I mean, it's like going to a mall that's laid out across about 3/4 of a mile. But along this, the side streets, you can find some really cool taquerias and great places to eat. One of the places that's on Main Street that we hit every time is a place called Mi Pueblo, which is, as you can imagine, a Mexican restaurant.
In Mexico, no less.
I know. But they do a specialty called a mocajete. And I've talked about the mocajete on the show before. And it's basically a pile of food inside a giant stoneware, a heated stoneware vessel. Much like you'd see if you go to a Mexican restaurant around here and they serve, they'll usually make like guacamole out of it. You know,
okay.
And that's all they'd serve it. But just giant. I mean, it's about a foot tall.
Jesus. Foot tall?
Yeah. It's, yeah. And it's a bowl. I mean, it makes this tiny little bowl here look silly. But it's filled with chorizo and shrimp. And
now, do you buy this for the table or do you buy this
for
person?
It's for two.
Okay.
Grilled cactus. Grilled onions. I mean, just... There's about 4 different types of meat in there. It's served in a with a kind of a tomatillo salsa. You pile it all into a fresh hot homemade tortilla and just pile it in your mouth. And it's really just amazing flavors, and each little taco that you make is going to taste different because you're doing different meats.
Different proportions. Yeah. It's kind of like a portable Mongolian grill.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just kind of building it as you go, and you can play with it as whatever you want.
Yep.
Which, how come that hasn't made its way into the truck scene yet?
Some sort of Mongolian.
You know, there's got to be, you know, thinking back to like 2002, 2003, when the stretch Hummers started to come around. And I haven't seen nearly the amount of stretch Hummers that I used to. There's got to be a couple of these lying around so that somebody could convert into like a long food truck.
We do know that Hummer is out of business.
Well, I know they're not making producers. New ones, okay. But I'm saying it's not like, you know, they flew off to wherever the elves go in Lord of the Rings. I can't remember the name.
Undying Lands.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I just watched it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, huh.
So I'm not nearly as nerdy as you think.
So they're still around somewhere. So there's got to be. I'm just saying, it needs to convert.
I see what you're getting at.
Anyway, sorry. I'm full of ideas, and I need to make sure I get them out before I forget them.
So we ate there. We also ate at a place off of Fifth Avenue. So it was kind of... It was very divey.
Okay.
Mean, it wasn't sketchy, but the bathrooms were outside.
Nice.
And when you go out back to go to the bathroom... there's another family that's eating back there because that's their home.
All right.
But the place is called Las Babitas. And it's owned by a family. And they catch all their own seafood that they cook at the restaurant. And it was astoundingly good. And it was all grilled seafood. So nothing fried.
Yeah.
Grilled shrimp. Grilled octopus, grilled calamari.
Is there shrimp in Mexico?
Oh, yeah. A lot. Gulf shrimp.
Yeah, I suppose, buddy. Yeah.
Grilled fish.
So for people that don't know where you were, you're on the, probably, what was it, like the east side of Mexico, closer to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
Okay, you're on that
side. Close to Cuba. Can we... had an amazing meal there, and we ordered this meal, and I can't remember what the name of the meal was, but it was for four, and it's basically just set down this platter of grilled fish and a big old sack of bread, and each person gets a little dish of rice. You just pile it on your plate and you just go to town. It was just very
gluttonous,
but not in like an unsexy way, but it was just because everything was done.
If anybody knows anything about sexy gluttony,
yeah,
it's me, baby.
That I know.
I have a calendar layout to prove it.
Alrighty.
Just me and a G-string and a giant sub.
Ruined. But again, just really amazing flavors. The grilled octopus was astoundingly good. And I had just had some grilled octopus at Masu on New Year's Eve. And this made the grilled octopus at Masu seem really not very good.
This is why you're not a food reviewer in the magazines.
Why?
When the best you can come up with, it made it seem not very good.
Well, it just wasn't even in the same class. Is that better?
It's much better. See, I'm all about improving you.
I know you are.
Like the good girlfriend that I am.
That you are. A few nights later, we went to a place called Yaxche. Y-A-X-C-H-E. It actually means something in
that crazy language
in Mayan,
they speak down there.
But I can't remember what it is. Yaxche prides itself on being very Mayan traditional.
Okay.
So you're not gonna find like enchiladas or burritos.
Enchiladas aren't Mayan.
They cook a lot in stoneware and very unique flavors. So I got something called cochinita pibil, which is slow-roasted pork shoulder that's been cooked in the stoneware oven, marinated in kind of an ancho paprika spice mixture and sour orange. All right. And so they cook it in that, and then they finish it on a hot skillet that comes to the table. And you pile that in your mouth with the fresh homemade tortillas and a little black bean puree and pickled red onions. It was
literally the left side of my body just lost all feeling in that. That,
it
my God. Even with the black bean puree, that sounds like
you,
my heaven
you
meal.
It. You needed it to balance everything out because there's this creaminess to it.
I guess. I mean, if I wanted creaminess, I might go, and I don't know how a traditional Mayan this is, but you know, maybe a little avocado, something like that, before I'd go black bean puree.
You could.
Even with that, I'd still be all over that.
It was one of the most perfect food, like,
wow.
You know, you imagine like a perfect bite
or
something. It was just all right with the world. I mean,
wow.
Astoundingly good. Astoundingly good. Katie got a grouper is the really the fish of that area, and she got a vegetable stuffed grouper that was served with a sauce over the top that is made from cactus seeds, and it almost gives it a spinach, like a cream spinach flavor, and she was one of the best things we've both ever eaten.
Cream spinach is probably one of the least attractive foods of around.
Mm-hmm. But it's delicious.
No, it's actually... It definitely fits the looks versus taste comparison.
Either way, unbelievably good meal.
Wow.
She also got the traditional Mayan coffee, which is basically three shots of alcohol, a little bit of ice cream, and they light the whole thing on fire and take it from glass to glass to glass, kind of pouring it down.
All right.
Dinner.
Those Mayans knew how to party.
Yeah, they did. Amazing meal. The Mayan coffee was just kind of the unneeded show at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because our entrees were obscenely good.
Oh, good. Well, my week was fairly pedestrian by comparison.
We do have to talk about one other place.
Oh, okay.
Because I immediately thought of you the entire time we were there.
Oh, okay. And you found a place that spoke of me more than the pork shoulder roasted in sour orange did.
No, that kind of, they both.
I'm surprised you didn't text me a picture just to gloat.
I have a picture of it.
I'm sure you do.
Instagram.
But I'm sure you would have. I'm sure you would have sent it to me. I don't look at Instagram.
I know you don't.
But you should.
I do.
And by you, I mean the listener should. I don't. I'm antisocial. So.
You're more. Oh, yeah. Okay, whatever. So. Playa del Carmen is on the east coast of Mexico.
Yes, we've established that.
Right on. It's on the Riviera Maya. And there is a small sea between that and the island of Cozumel.
Okay.
Cozumel is accessible by boat. Or plane if you got the cash. So they run shuttles back and forth every hour on the hour.
Okay. Can you throw these in your bowl?
Yep. First off, you haven't lived till you've seen me seasick.
I've seen you seasick.
Yeah.
It's pretty entertaining.
This was yet another round.
Awesome.
Of seasickness.
You can't travel more than 100 miles without eating a pill of some kind.
No, I really can't. And I did not have any pills.
Yeah.
So it was right at that limit of distance that had we been on that boat another 5 minutes.
It would have been over.
Oh, it would have been over.
That's funny because you much more than me, you grew up on the lake. Like you know people with boats.
It's you know not being stuff. Able to see the other side and waves where it's the whole horizon thing. The horizon is moving up and down. And when the horizon is moving up and down, and you're moving up and down at a different rate of speed, the horizon is moving up and down.
No, Grant, I've never been on an ocean boat.
It's
so
a
I mean,
different beast.
It
is a completely.
But I have a bit of a diver's bell for a body.
Yes, you do.
In the sense, and not just shape wise, it's. I don't react to pressure changes that strongly.
This would have been awful.
I don't.
For you.
I don't think it will. I think I'd be okay.
Either way.
I'm just proving how better I am than you.
We took a boat over to Cozumel, which I hadn't done before, and rented a. It's like a 30-mile island.
Okay.
So you can drive around the whole outside of the island. And so we rented a Jeep, a convertible Jeep, drove around the island, stopped at a couple different, you know, cool little places, little taquerias, grabbed some ceviche here, grabbed a beer here. Stopped at a place called Carlos and Charlie's, which I don't recommend anybody ever stopping at. It's basically where the 18 and over crowd, 18 to 21 year old crowd, goes to spend their parents' tuition money.
Ah.
Quite horrified, but almost.
A lot of shots taken off of co-eds' bellies.
Yes, a lot of whistles being blown. You know.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's
a thing. Am I being old by asking that question?
That's a thing.
I didn't realize whistles.
I didn't
realize
that.
What kind of whistles? Are we talking like referee whistles or
like
a slide
referee
whistles?
Whistle. By a guy that's pouring the shot into said girl's mouth.
So is the shot pourer the one with the whistle?
Yes.
You know, these are times when I'm glad I was born at age 28.
Yeah, I know. I'm right there with you. I'm glad I missed that completely.
I have no interest. As much as I would love to do a shot off of a nubile belly, I don't think it's worth the whistling.
No, it's not. It wasn't. Or the
Oh, that's just going in my head at all times.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's a Ibiza in my brain at all times.
It was horrific. We could not have gotten out of there quicker.
Yeah.
And so the last place we stopped before we had to bring the Jeep back, and it was kicking ourselves that we didn't just make a beeline for this place, is on the far coast, the coast that actually faces Cuba. Is an area called Punta Sur.
Okay.
So you go from the docile waves of the Caribbean Sea between Playa del Carmen and Cozumel to the big Atlantic waves. And right at the very tip of Punta Sur is a place called Bob Marley's.
Okay.
And this is the Tiki Jamaican bar. And all Tiki Jamaican bars. There were probably 20 tables set up, and I would say maybe 5 of them had people at it. So it'd be like from here to like that vegetable stand is where the next person was to compare to us.
So what was it, about 30 yards?
30 yards.
Yeah.
And they're playing reggae music in the background. And there are tiki drinks available.
Nice.
And the beers are $1.50.
Oof.
And they are serving Mexican food just on a paper plate. And they're just doing beef, chicken, and shrimp. And fish. You can get some chips and salsa if you want. It was the most laid-back, chill vibe. I could have stayed there the entire vacation.
See, there is a part of me that would be like my retirement place.
Yes.
It's like I would just do that I would open up a little place like
yep.
that and just...
Yep.
Yeah, no,
It had, you know, very... Every chair was mismatched.
Mm-hmm.
Air blowing through the entire bar. I mean, there was not a window in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Air blowing through the entire bar. It was astounding. And the only thing I could think of was your ass.
Yeah.
That does sound pretty awesome. And as much as you complain about...
All that would require for me to just move in there
yeah.
is a cocktail table of Pac-Man. Just one of those.
You know, I didn't look that closely. It wouldn't surprise me if that was in there.
Yeah.
But I was also surprised that they had electricity. But they had to have something to power the radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously.
But it was all reggae music all the time. We were there for about 2 hours and just kicking ourselves that we even stopped at anywhere else. Just
wow. I'll have to remember that. Should I find myself in Mexico?
Sat there and drank Negro Modelos and rum punches. Just chill, relax, and just watch the surf go. Nobody was out in the water.
Nice.
There's people sunning themselves. We were doing the same. It was perfect. It was awesome. And it was ruined by the fact that the only thing I could think of was you.
I'm a ruiner of many vacations.
But that's the thing. I could not think of anything you shouldn't be doing more during your retirement when you finally...
Yeah, oh yeah. I totally could see myself doing that.
And, you know, giant Bob Marley murals all over the place, and the roof is... Or the ceiling is decorated with T-shirts that people have brought from where they've been.
Oh, okay.
That have got, you know, a weird message written on there.
Nice.
It was very apparent that there were some locals there, too, that just live on the island that are expats.
I could do that.
Oh,
I think I could totally do that. As long as I have internet connection, I'd be happy.
Oh, there was nothing. There was no cell phone reception. There was nothing. And that actually made the whole thing.
I'm sure I would enjoy that eventually, but I would get the shakes.
Yeah, I know you would.
It's a
withdrawal period.
Yeah.
But,
So we've both finished our food.
Yes.
At this point. Has our opinion changed of anything?
I don't think so. You know, it's not the best Vietnamese food. You know, what I got was... pretty straightforward Vietnamese, with the exception of the Chinese pot stickers. But it was very straightforward. As much as they like to claim that they have the best egg roll, they don't. They have a very good egg roll.
They do. I agree with you there. But I'm also with you that I don't think they're the best in town.
And again, it doesn't even fall into...
But saying we have good egg rolls isn't a good marketing copy?
No. But it's something to draw the person in.
Yeah. I will say this, from the perspective of drawing somebody in,
yeah.
You would have to be quite the snob to go in expecting amazing egg rolls,
yeah.
Have their egg rolls, and be so disappointed by it that you would be put off by it.
Right.
Because they're good enough where, yes, they're not going to blow your mind.
Right.
They're not going to be... You know, they're not going to... I don't even know if they're going to leave that big of an impression on right. you. But you can't come away with those unsatisfied.
Correct. Correct. If I... Like, there's offices here in the Midtown Global Market.
Yeah.
If I had a craving for egg rolls, that would definitely solve that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we mentioned this when we were on with Stephanie March at the Rabbit Hole.
Yep.
When we were looking for apartments originally... Mm-hmm. We looked here because they've got apartments here, and we almost moved here. It was like between this place and one other place, and the other place we ended up getting.
Yeah, you would weigh 500.
Oh God,
pounds. You would be ginormous. No offense, but you.
No, I would.
I don't know if I could control myself here.
I'm just looking at the different candy stands.
Yeah. You could try to mix in, you know, some fruits and vegetables, but
why? I would have fruits and vegetables. I eat fruits and vegetables.
I know you do, but why would you? In this.
Well, eventually, you get tired of anything. You have enough of it.
Challenge accepted. Either way, going back to the egg rolls, it's not a Vietnamese egg roll. It's not a Chinese egg roll. It's kind of like this weird conglomeration of both.
Okay.
You know, it's served with a traditional fish sauce.
Fish sauce.
So you get this idea that it's going to taste like Vietnamese egg roll, but it has more vegetables in it, more cabbage and more carrot in it, that leads you more to believe that it's more of a Chinese or Cantonese style egg roll. So, the pot stickers were...
They were pot stickers. Nothing special.
And my salad was good, but not... I don't know if I'd have it again.
Yeah, I think if we can... And you can read into this however you want. You know, this, the Midtown Golden Market as a whole is just, it's a mall for, you know, for, it's the, you know, that's not a disparaging way to put it. It's right. A mall. I mean, it's fairly open air. So, I mean, there's a lot more stands than like settled installation, you know, kind of brick and mortar thing. And Pham's Deli is very much the kind of Chinese and Vietnamese food that I would expect in a mall.
Yeah, just slightly. It's just that.
I mean, it's definitely. I mean, you can tell it's run by, you know, it's mom and pop place,
right?
And there's more care put into it,
right?
And it gets a bump in terms of the skill and the execution. In the end, it's still mall Vietnamese food.
Right? And the presentation was nice for what they're working with.
Yeah. It'd be very easy to take our descriptions as disparaging or unsatisfied or any of that, and none of those things.
Right. If anything, I don't think we were expecting more, but it kind of just stayed the course.
It did. It didn't blow our minds, right. But you know.
But it has the opportunity to do so. Yeah.
It could, yeah. But I don't know if it really needs to though.
Right.
You know, I think there's something to be said, and if anyone that listens to this show knows that we've talked about this kind of idea before, not every place needs to be a Travail or a Saffron or a Nagon Deli or a Nagon Bistro, not right. Deli. Places like that. You know, you don't always have to strive for the best.
Right.
And or the most foodie or whatever.
But come away with something that's of quality.
Yeah, and I think Pham's Deli does that.
Yep, I do too.
But anyway, I had a much less exciting week as far as food was concerned.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I survived.
Not everyone can be the world traveler that I am.
No.
Jet setting.
Yes.
Limousine ride, jet flying.
I can tell.
Wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, son of a bitch.
I can tell from your sunglasses-shaped tan line.
Isn't how much that bad?
It's noticeable.
Oh, crap.
You're kind of a negative image of a raccoon right now, but... Yeah, it's fine.
What's worse is the vitiligo on the hands and the sides of the mouth, too.
That's not too bad. You just look like you got the herp. So.
Yeah, that makes it sound oh so much better.
It does. Thanks. It does. I'm not a freak. I just make out a lot. I think that... Wasn't that a Notorious B.I.G. song?
No. I'm pretty sure that was.
Pretty sure that's not what it was?
No.
Damn it. But I did have some culinary fun. I had my first what I would consider unequivocal success in soda making yesterday.
That's only taken a year.
Well, I take long breaks in between because I never remember.
And you're lazy.
Well, there's that too. And I got a couple new books for which I've mentioned on the show before, and I didn't use either of them.
Okay.
Because one of them, which was the one that, well, I forget what the title of it is, but it's the one where it's all the recreations of fast food places and fast casual places. And I just didn't feel like making any of that stuff.
Okay.
I don't really feel like making a shamrock shake for other people or myself or ever.
And you call yourself an American.
No. And the other book that I had, which was the homemade soda book, there was a lot of stuff in there that I just didn't have time to go get. A lot of things like, oh, put citric acid in this, or...
Where did you go to get that?
There are places that you can get it.
Under the bridge?
It's not hard to get, but you're not going to get that in like a Rainbow or anything like that. Yeah, you have to go to a specialty place.
Okay.
Or gum Arabic, or you know, I just didn't feel like trying to track that shit down. So I went online and I'm like, I want to make an orange soda because we're having people over on Sunday. I've had it, tried a couple times with orange soda, just wasn't working out. So I'm like, I'm gonna give this one more crack.
Okay.
Found this recipe and I kind of modified it a little bit because of what we had on hand.
Okay.
And I'll throw a link in the show notes to it, but it was what it ended up being. It was a very simple recipe, and it was basically two cups of orange juice, the zest of a lime, the zest of four oranges, and either a cup of honey or a cup of sugar or 2/3 of a cup of honey.
Okay.
I went the sugar route because we didn't have that much honey around.
And because of sugar, damn it.
It's six of this, right, as far as that's concerned. But we'd gotten a bag of blood oranges. So it ended up being about 2/3 blood oranges, or 3/4 blood oranges, and a quarter mandarin oranges.
Okay.
Because that's just what we had, and I just mixed them all together. And I don't know if you've ever juiced an entire bag of oranges.
Can't say that I have.
Especially if you don't have a juicer.
How's your forearms doing?
I look like Popeye right now. It's pretty amazing.
Do you have even like the hand juicer?
No, I cut them in half and then took a spoon and just squished them.
Oh my God.
The counter looked like I had slaughtered a small furry animal.
At that point, I think I would have gone to Target just to get a juicer, just to get the
I think
hand
we will.
Squeezer.
I think we will end up getting it, but
because
it was just...
That's $10 that probably could have saved you, well, your forearms for that matter.
Well, but hey, I'm ripped now.
Just don't masturbate.
These are juicing muscles.
You're going to take your junk straight up.
Yeah, but it was outstanding. So you basically, you take all this stuff, you mix it all together, and you bring it to a boil, and then simmer it for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then you filter it out to get all the zest out, and in my case, the seeds and some of the pulp. And then you just refrigerate. That's all you got to do. And you just do like a 3-to-1 seltzer water to syrup. It was outstanding.
After all that.
Yeah. And I think part of it is just the fact that we're using real fresh blood oranges.
Right. 'Tis the season.
I don't know. But I just bought them the day before. And I'm super happy with it. It made enough.
Okay.
We got, by the time everything boiled down, all of that boils down to about the size of a large mason jar.
Okay.
And then it's 3-to-1, so you get probably about 8-10 pints of soda total when you're done making it. It was outstanding.
Huh.
We were doing it straight, you know, just the soda. We were throwing some tequila in there, and that was ridiculously good.
Nice.
It was kind of a daiquiri almost at that point.
Okay.
But it was outstanding. It was amazing.
Wow.
I'm excited.
For finally some success.
Finally made something where it was unequivocal. Like I've made stuff before that I was like kind of like, eh, it's okay. But this was just like, bam. I have no downside with this whatsoever.
And you made something with the hand, with your hands.
With my hands, like an American man.
You're damn right. You patriot, you.
That's right. So that was awesome. I was very excited. I still have half a jar left.
Did you take a picture of it?
I could.
To the Instagram.
I could. I think I will when I get home.
No, you won't.
I will. Okay. I promise.
There's no way.
I promise I will take a picture and post it to Instagram. And if you're listening to the show right now, just go to Instagram right now. Instagram.com/wellfedguide, and you'll see a picture
of a
half a jar of blood orange syrup.
Okay.
I didn't do as good a job of filtering it as I wanted to, so there's a little bit of blood orange seed in there.
Not
seed, but there's a little black fleck of something. I think it might be zest, but
I think that's okay. I think that shows.
It was fine, yeah. But that was good. I was very happy. Yeah, we had like 10, 12 people over last night. And
thanks for the invite.
Must we go through this every time?
No, I just would appreciate a phone call every once in a while.
First off, you were in Mexico last night, so you can just shut up. Secondly, you don't like board games.
Yeah. And I hate people.
And you hate people. We had two different tables going last night. They had that many people over.
Good God.
For board games.
Kill me now.
It was pretty awesome. I was very excited.
Well, good.
I'm trying to think, is there any other major thing that came up? that, that is worth talking about. I once again renewed my rivalry or my vendetta against Potbelly. I wanted a salad.
It's a one-sided.
I was they don't care.
Yeah. You keep writing them those angry letters.
Well, okay.
You keep throwing them in the garbage.
It was an ongoing struggle because I wanted a salad.
Okay.
I was craving salad for lunch at work this week.
Which, as a red-blooded American male, just sounds wrong.
I'm unapologetic in my love of salads. I don't care.
Because it's got stuff.
It's just got stuff. It's stuff in a bowl.
It's the stuff of stuff.
That's right. I've been to salad bars where at the halfway point I have to start taking out lettuce because there's not enough room for more other stuff.
You've never met a salad bar you don't love.
Oh, I will wreck. I will.
Okay, here's a question for you. Have you ever been to Cucumbers in Edina?
No, I've never heard
it's,
of it.
That's all it is a giant salad bar. It is as big as this dining space here.
Really?
And it is only salad bar. It's amazing. They've got like little hot bars, but they're like a quarter of the size of the actual salad bar.
Yeah.
They have like six different types of lettuces, five types of onions.
I got made fun of the first time I went to Eddington's, which if you're unfamiliar with the Minneapolis area, which why are you listening to the show if you are? But you know, we've got people outside of the area. Eddington's, I don't know how wide of a chain it is.
There's one out by my place.
I know. Well, I'm talking nationwide.
Yeah,
I don't know how big it is.
I don't think it's very wide.
But it's basically soup. It's mostly soup and salads.
Yeah.
And they do some and breadsticks, of course. They do some really good soups. I'm a big fan of their cheese soup. They're like their beer cheddar soup.
White chicken chili.
I haven't had that, but I've heard good things. But they also do a salad bar. And for their salad bar, that you pay by the weight. And the first time I went with my coworkers to Eddington's for lunch, for a week afterward, I was referred to as $12 salad. Because it was like a 3-pound salad that I had. And it was... There was four different kinds of meat on my salad, for God's sakes. Other than like the macaroni salads, I don't think there was a single station that I did not hit in that salad bar.
I'm sorry.
It was... Even the guy checking out was amazed. I was like, that's impressive.
How did you do that?
It was $12 salad. It was $12 salad. That was my gang name for a good week at work. But anyway, so I was craving the salad. And the first time I went, I made the tactical error of, because there's a Potbelly, there's two Potbellies fairly close to each other in the Skyways.
Okay.
There's one in the IDS, and then there's one in, I think it's called the Rand Building. They're kind of on equal distances from where I work.
Okay.
The first time I went, I decided I was going to go to the IDS one. The problem with that thinking is that in order to do that, I have to walk past 123 Sushi. That was just not happening. I ended up getting 123 Sushi and loved life. So the other time, I'm like, I know this is going to be a problem. So I hit the other one.
Okay.
Well, the problem is the other one is right across the alley or the hallway or whatever you want to call it from Ali's Deli, which is another big favorite of mine.
Right.
So the second time I went to get a Potbelly salad, because that is the best place if you want a huge-ass salad for a lunch.
Sorry, I'm still having the $12 salad.
Okay. So I ended up getting my regular from Ali's, so I didn't get that. So the third day, I'm like, screw it, I'm going to get the salad. God damn it. And I went there, and if you've never had a Potbelly salad, they're pretty decent salads. They're not terrible. You know, they're not amazing, but you know, they do the job.
I view it as
especially because
are you buying or renting at this point?
If they're not, no, it's not like that.
Okay.
But the problem is, and I know I've ranted about this on the show before. There are several places in the wide food realm that seem to penalize you, at least through shame, when you order a salad.
Okay.
And I've talked about this with Arby's, which I go to on a shamefully regular basis, mostly because it's in my building. I literally have to walk 10 feet out of the elevator to get. Yeah.
You lucky son of a.
Okay. So at Arby's, when you get a salad, regardless of it, like what I will typically do is I get like the healthiest lunch option I can think of, which is I'll just get like the chicken strips and the side salad and water.
Okay.
Okay. They put the salad in a separate bag, even though there's plenty of room in the main
salad
bag.
Salad chamber.
So you got to be carrying two bags from Arby's coming out of there. And so it's like, no, I'm not a fatty. I just bought a salad and they decided to put it in a separate bag.
Right.
I'm not getting two lunch.
I think they're worried about your salad getting warm.
I don't care. Okay. I'm going to be eating it literally 2 minutes after I get it.
All right. Just I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
I know. Potbelly has a similar issue, except it's a little more subtle.
Okay.
Potbelly, their salads are the size of... Imagine a hubcap. A hubcap.
Good 16 inches.
Good 16 inches and then about probably 4 inches deep.
Okay.
I mean, there's probably an entire head of lettuce in these damn things.
Okay.
And they give you dressing in a shot glass.
Oh, see, that's...
So, but then the problem is you feel like a super fatty when you ask for extra dressing.
Right.
And it's that subtle shaming that I'm talking about.
Salad shaming.
You just give me a second. Just it should be standard for God's sakes.
Or it should be in the pouches. Don't put it in the stupid shot glasses. I hate it when they, we got shot glasses.
The sauces, yeah.
Of our sauces today. No, put it in a pouch. Put it.
I don't see what the advantage of a pouch is.
It seems to me that the pouch would hold more.
Well, yeah. Okay. Sure.
Or a bigger shot glass.
Yeah, just something.
Yeah.
Just so I don't have to ask about it.
There are ways to get around.
I mean, it was especially bad the third time because they kept forgetting to give it to me. So I'm the guy standing around waiting for my extra little shot glass of dressing because I'm sad.
Why don't you just... Is there a certain type of dressing or could you buy dressing and like leave it at work?
Here's the thing. I don't like having food in the refrigerators at work.
Okay.
It's an unusual amount of responsibility for me.
Right.
Because I don't like people... I don't like being responsible for food.
Even dressing? Just like,
no.
Like a balsamic vinegar that's never going to go bad?
No.
You are crazy.
No, it's more... I've somehow grown this mentality of that I'm a fugitive. And I need to be able to pull roots and move away in a half hour. And I can't be leaving loose ends balsamic dressing behind. So I just have this weird thing where I need to be able to like get up and evacuate at any moment.
That is why you throw the chops so you can shave those off.
Yeah,
so
know, yeah exactly.
Change your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was my week. Much less exciting, but
no, but gripe-filled.
Gripe-filled. That's right.
Well then.
Yes. So, yeah, we're going to do a series of shows from the Midtown Gold Market, as we mentioned.
Yes.
We're going to do, I don't know, well, we're definitely going to do all of January, because that's only, like, two more shows.
Right. But I think we'll try to work our way around. Because there's Giacchino's, which is right behind where we're sitting. There is Sabari Express. There is Safari Express. There is Los Ocampos. And then there is La Loma Tamale. Did I mention Holy Land?
No, you did not.
All right.
Holy Land's here. Don't know if we'll do that one just because there's other Holy Lands we'd want to hit before this
one. And
there
is a Sonora Grill here, but they just opened a actual
brick and mortar place. Yep.
There's one more that I'm forgetting. I believe Andy's Deli.
Okay.
Andy's Grill is here.
Yes, I've been there.
So we'll hit that as well. We'll try to ride this into the ground. Hopefully the snow will be melting.
No, because even if we go to every place, it'll put us like mid-February, and there's no way the snow's up by then.
All right. Well, I tried.
Well, it's a noble goal.
We tried for a concept.
You've got some time, restaurateurs, so if you want to open up some places in the next few weeks to help us stretch this feature out a little bit, that'd be huge.
Yes.
That'd be doing us a severe solid.
Yeah. Way to go out of your way.
Yeah.
Listener.
Yeah. So, and I will give this place another credit. If you are a fan of a particular type of person, this is an amazing people watching.
Okay.
I won't go into any greater detail than that, but this is because I grew up in the malls.
Yeah.
I used to love just sitting there and just watching people, but now it's very much a
mall rat.
I was very much a mall rat, but I'm old enough where now it's like, I'm not interested in these people anymore. It's just these damn kids.
Yeah. This is with their rap music.
This is a different mix of people. It's good people watching. That's all I'm saying.
Good.
Shall we wrap up here?
We should.
I'm going to buy some macaroons from Salty Tart and just waft them in front of you.
I'm going to buy one of them off of you for...
No, you won't.
Really?
$50.
They're like $4. I'd be it for four, and I'd be willing to pay
Fine,
you...
$75. I'm going to take advantage of your newfound health kick.
I know you are.
Plus, I'm going to talk to hipster Molly Ringwald to pick them up. So...
Alrighty.
So I didn't see any downside. Anyway... we already mentioned the Instagram.com/wellfedguide. You took a lot of pictures apparently from Mexico.
I took a couple. As long as I was eating something that was tasty and I wasn't drunk, I took a picture of it.
Yeah. And your lovely girlfriend managed to send me a picture of you in what I'm guessing is a somewhat severe state of inebriation.
And I think I got the same picture.
Yes, she did.
Out.
She did CC you. So we're going to try to get that on the Instagram as well. And you can follow us on the Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguide2life, or twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. Once again, we are on Foursquare as well. We always forget about that. Foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. You'll find out all about the places that we have been to, both separately and together, and all good times ahead. Anyway, thank you as always for listening. Stay tuned for the next couple weeks for more Midtown Global Market shows. As always, if you have a request or a suggestion for any place, be it Midtown Global Market or otherwise, you can always let us know via either social media or through email at wellfed@fancymansgangsters.com. Thank you as always for listening, and we will see you next week.